Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, Wanda, thank you so much. We're here remote from the offices of Ackerman Center Fit, where I'm doing a broadcast with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. We've got Eric Rapkin here. He runs the Ackerman Center for Real Estate Practice. He was also at the ICS, the International Council of Shopping Centers event today. So we're going to talk to Eric about what's going on in the shopping center business. We're also going to talk to him about what is going on at Ackerman Center Fit and what do they see in the real estate world today. But, of course, we're going to start off with the big news of the day. The big news of the day is Nikki Freed has been declared a winner. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back with more on that. Wanda, take it away.
Yes. It's the immigrants taking over. Mr. Worldwide, Flavio, Ariana, salute. Let's have some fun.
Alright, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. As you know by now, they've got a smoking great store in Gainesville that sells Audis, and down in Key West, their store sells everything. What do they have in common? Well, besides being great cars, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, red cap service, your first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I wonder if that person can get me tickets to Nikki's inauguration. Oh, yeah. So join me, my mom, and my niece. Oh, well, actually, it's me and my mom and my wife. Oh, my gosh, I'm losing my mind. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Rock the world, Wanda.
Jim Freed.
Hey, a new study just came out. Claims that no.
And Wanda Miles.
No amount of alcohol is good for you.
On 880, The Biz.
Do we look like we want what's good for us?
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
All right, everybody. If you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I got the guys with money begging me to help them lend it out. I had a meeting today, 3 o'clock, with a private lender. They go, Jim, how can we see more deals? I said, well, you work with me, you'll see more deals. That's the same group I closed my private loan with this summer. That's right. You go, well, what was that? Well, somebody called me up right before the 4th of July. They said, Jim, I need to close right after the 4th of July, less than a week. I said, no problem. Took these guys. They closed right after the 4th of July. So if you need cash, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Doesn't matter what the property type is. I can help. Memory care facility, financing one of those right now. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to capitalize your urban high-rise development? Talk to those guys yesterday. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, It's all about you.
And the home.
880.
Oh, the brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, my gosh, I can't take it anymore. I've been fighting for this for all these months, and now it appears to be at hand. Nikki Freed has been declared the winner for Democratic Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commission. I got to tell you, the NRA is now on notice. Florida is not owned by the gun lobby. Florida is owned by the people. High five. Nikki was supposed to be on with us today, but she's a little busy making sure the deal gets closed. But we've got a great replacement. We've got my friend Eric Rappigan. I'm going to give a shout out to Eric's wife, Mindy. Why? Because Mindy knows me from college only as a friend. Only as a friend. And Mindy knows how much this means to me because she saw me campaigning at student body for student body treasurer just the way Nikki did. We got our start at the same place. Oh, man, Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's a propitious day. It's tough to find good
stuff
to say.
It's a tough day. I was going to recommend decaf, but I think...
I'm doing a Gatorade.
Nothing that's going to shut you
down. No, nothing shut me down today.
You deserve it.
Oh, man, I'm just loving life.
Good for you. Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. Thanks for coming to the event we're hosting here for the UF Real Estate Program. As you know, my colleague, Rich Beasold, who's the immediate former chair of our real estate department, is on that board with many people. And it's a really, really terrific group. The keynote speaker tonight, long time client and friend, Armando Codina. So I got to say hello to him a little while ago, and I'm just thrilled to be on your show. Great to be here. Congratulations to Nikki.
Oh, my gosh!
I know for all these months how hard you work because I see you at real estate events. We're in touch, and you've had the button on forever.
The button's ruined a bunch of T-shirts. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
And it's just terrific.
Thank you so much.
And we're always happy to host you at our beautiful offices here at Brickell City Center. Ackerman, for people who might not know, we're a national law firm of almost 750 lawyers. Certainly full service, covering not just real estate, but every practice area that you can imagine. We're what's called an Am Law 100 firm, which are among the top grossing firms in the country. So while it's a large firm, we really do pride ourselves on client service and local knowledge as well as our national group. For real estate in particular, you know, I'm privileged enough to follow two amazing real estate chairs. So Rich Beasel was right before me. The chair before Rich was Andrew Smullyan,
my good friend Andrew Smullyan.
Andrew Smullyan.
Okay, thank you.
When Andrew became the chair of our firm overall, Rich became the chair of real estate. He did that for 10 years, long time. And then just earlier this year, I was really flattered and thrilled to have been asked to take over for Rich. So currently we have somewhere in the 130-something real estate lawyers all over the country.
I want to ask you something. I want to say something. So really what I want to do is I want to say the reason that people use Ackerman Center is because you get things done.
Yes, we are definitely deal people. We don't pride ourselves on just writing documents to write documents, negotiating documents to just keep negotiating. We and this is what we hear all the time from clients. We really do understand the business behind the transaction, and so we know how to get them done.
So how long have you been doing real estate transaction law? I know we've been friends for 25-plus years, and I know you've been a top guy in town for at least that long.
Yeah, I'm practicing over 32 years. Almost 17 with Ackerman. And, you know, when I started with Ackerman, it really was just a firm only in Florida.
Yeah, it was like when I first found out about Ackerman, it was like Sunbank's attorneys.
So it's, you know, it's interesting because the firm itself is almost 100 years old. I think next year is the 100th anniversary.
I saw that guy in the corner office.
Yes. Yes, we haven't stopped. I've been here for years. But for a firm that's almost 100 years old, so having that long time stability and real roots in the state, but we have expanded over these years to be a national firm. And our real estate group, we have lawyers in almost all of our 25 offices in real estate. We have really strong transactional practices of sales and acquisitions, finance, leasing, you know, the real traditional real estate transactions. But in addition to that, one of the things that really differentiates us nationally is our fantastic land use practice, which, as you know, Meeson Kasdan, Steve Wernick here in Miami, absolutely one of the top practices in town. But in addition, we probably have one of the largest land use groups in New York City.
I was going to say that. Your New York guys, when I meet them, are so impressive.
Yeah.
And to be able to have them on speed dial is like money in the bank.
Yes, it's absolutely incredible what's going on in New York City. So in addition to our transactional real estate people, a land use group doing unbelievable transactions all over the boroughs.
It's fabulous.
It really is. In Chicago, we have the real deal, no BS, go-to land use group in Chicago. Jack George's group is famous in Chicago, and we were lucky enough. It's now probably just under 2 years ago that they joined us, and it's just an incredible team of lawyers. And, in fact, Jack, I think he was formerly Mayor Daley's law partner
Wow.
all those years ago, but still totally engaged, totally involved in the practice, every day out there at hearings, and his team is probably the most well-respected and well-known land use group in Chicago. We also have land use in Los Angeles.
Wow. That's not easy.
No. And so we really do pride ourselves on this full-service, soup-to-nuts real estate expertise all over the country.
Now, I wanted to get to where you've been today. You spent the whole day at the International Council of Shopping Centers event in Broward County, so you've got a real good feel
Yes.
about what's going on in retail. A lot of people are all afraid of retail. I really think that retail is going to come back into its own. We're almost at the golden age of what I call paycheck retail. But what are they talking about there, Eric?
You know, very, very exciting stuff. So in addition to, because I don't have enough to do, I'm also honored to serve as the ICSC Florida State Director. So
big shot. I didn't know.
I didn't know. Yes, I started right after Las Vegas is when, you know, the position changed. So I took over for Brad Peterson.
Well, that's
who
great.
Who served his 3 years. So, yes, and we have a fantastic leadership group in Florida. As you know, the Orlando Conference every August is a smashing success this year.
Oh, yeah.
And the South Florida Gift Exchange, which we just had today, I don't know the exact number, but I know there were just under 600 pre-registered, and so probably with walk-ins at the door, well over 600. High, high energy. Everyone's optimistic. You know, the possible speed bumps of higher interest rates that people are talking about, it's definitely out there, but still the optimism is palpable.
Yeah, but the reality is interest rates are really low. If your deal can't work at a normal interest rate, you probably shouldn't be doing it anyway.
That's right.
Listen, Wanda, I got a lot more to talk about with Eric here. Why don't we go to a quick break right now, then we'll be back with Wanda, and I will continue to try to keep myself contained as the Facebook lights up with the congratulations about Nikki Fried. It's still in recount, and so I'm not fully releasing myself yet, but I'm getting close. Wanda, take it away. I'm beyond staying alive. I'm transcended. I can't control myself anymore. Nikki Fried, I love you. You know who else I love, but in a different way? My friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. As you know by now, their store in Gainesville has these spoken hot Audi cars. And down in Key West, they've got all these great models down there. But what do they have in common? Well, besides all being exceptional cars, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You go, Jim, what's that? Well, I'm going to tell you. Warren Henry Advantage means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. This is my favorite part to say, red cap service. And you also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Not one, not two, not three, but 4 years. I'm sure my mom drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian, who I know is listening right now. I love you, baby. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It can be rough out there, but that's okay. Because there's soft serve ice cream.
Jim Free.
With sprinkles.
And Wanda Miles.
I guess that's what I'm really trying to say here today.
On 880, The Biz.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody, that's right. If you need real estate cash, give me a call at 305-854. Oh, that's a different. Oh, don't call that number. Call me at 305-573-7070. Oh, no, that's my house number. Don't call that one. Call me on my cell at 305-773-6300. That's right. By now, you can tell my mind is melting because I'm in love with the new state agriculture commissioner, Nikki Fried. Oh, I love you, babe. But if you need real estate capital to close your deal right now, give me a call. One person makes the decision. We can close in one day. We can commit in one day, and we can close in a week. That's not so bad. We can still close your loan this year. In fact, I'm going to close a $10 million loan on a memory care facility probably by the end of the year. You go, Jim, how? Because I know the people that have the money, and when I call, they know that they can pick up because I will be transparent with them, and I will represent my client to the highest degree and standards. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm sorry to everybody that's trying to get me on Facebook, but because I use Facebook to talk to people about the Nikki Freed campaign this morning, I was locked out for 24 hours, those dirtbags. But anyway, we've got a great supplement. Nikki's not here. Nikki was going to give a call. So, Eric, do you mind if I tell people a little bit about my experience that I had at the recount today? Please. All right. So I showed up at 8 o'clock this morning at the recount place. There were a whole bunch of people there already. They were all excited. I said, I'm Nikki Free. Yay, Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Yay, Nikki, Nikki. So all the ladies, all their daughters want to go intern for Nikki. So, Nikki, I got a whole bunch of people want to intern with you. They are so pleased. I go. Thank you for coming out and helping my niece. They go, thank you for helping your niece. I'm here to save America. We need to make America great. And so they were highly motivated people. They still are. I want you to know they're still out there working on this. They are highly motivated people. My heart goes out to them. They are American patriots. Go to my Facebook feed and you can check them out before Facebook locked me down. Now we're back with my friend Eric Rapkin. I took some of Eric's time right now, so thank you so much for that, Eric. You see, Facebook's going bananas in the corner. I don't know how to get on Facebook and see all that. But Eric is here. Eric was at the ICSC, the International Council of Shopping Centers, Florida. No, South Florida Conference. So Eric was telling me a little bit about the vibe going on there. Eric, tell me more.
It was really, really terrific. So there were roundtable sessions in the morning, very well attended. Of course, because at ICSC events, terrific networking, just tremendous. Ken Krasno from Colliers did a retail market.
Oh, he's terrific.
Yes, he is.
He's terrific.
Right, and he was excellent. In fact, as soon as he was done, and I went over to tell him how terrific it was, I asked him to please make sure to send me the PowerPoint deck because I wanted to drill down a little more on some of the statistics he had in there for all three counties. So, you know, real estate is cooking. Things are really good right now. Retail is really strong. You know, the headlines for the last year have been retail apocalypse, death of retail. Well, it's just not true. There are for sure it's an evolution, it's a revolution. Things are changing, but things are really good, and there will be terrific survivors. The concepts of don't make it will just not change with the times. But retail is going very, very well right now, and everyone certainly at ICSC is feeling that. In fact, I'll put in a plug. The new Restoration Hardware catalog showed up at our house, a big, thick catalog. But I just happened to open up the front cover, and the CEO always has a letter that he writes in the front. The title of his letter, excuse me, in the new catalog was "The Death of Retail is Overrated."
It is,
and it was a really excellent essay on the it really captured the essence of what shopping is to people and why they go to be at places.
Well, why is that? What did he say?
Just, you know, to be around other people, to see things, to touch things that you can't do at home. So, and I'm sure you can just Google it and find that online, you know, the Restoration Hardware letter in the new catalog. It really is an excellent, for anyone interested in retail, I recommend reading that letter.
Now, what about the malls? You know, you got these big malls. Some of the malls work. Some of the malls don't work. You've got folks all over the country that do land use. What are your land use attorneys saying is the future of the out parcels at the malls?
You know, a lot of them are all changing. So, you know, the great, great malls in the country are still doing great. But there are just way too many in some of the secondary and tertiary markets. Those kind of enclosed malls with the giant parking fields are not really what people are looking for right now. It's a different shopping experience. So they will all need to retool. One of the really interesting examples to me, and although we are involved as far as representing people involved in this, I can't talk too much about it, but the redevelopments that Seritage is doing on the former Sears sites at many of the terrific,
yes, of
terrific
course.
Malls.
Oh, Biscayne on 103rd Street is a huge, great site for them.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of
activity. Notice he said a-hum, so that means he knows about that.
There's just a lot of activity going on really all over the country. It's a really good time to be in real estate, certainly for the next year. What do you think? Is it 2 years?
I think that you got another 2 years with the president not really having any real challenge on that. I think that it's got a lot of rope to play, and then we'll see what happens after that.
And one thing that I really want to talk about, even just briefly, is that something that is absolutely sweeping the real estate investment world right now are the qualified opportunity zones. Opportunity zones has the, and this is not hyperbole or exaggeration, it really does have the possibility of being the biggest game changer in real estate investment in our careers.
Okay, so I want to stop there. Okay, I want to do something. Do you guys have an expert on that at Ackerman?
We do.
Okay, is that person, where's that person physically located?
Actually, we have an opportunity zone team that we've established nationally.
Okay, so like I'm in Miami. Is there a guy in Miami that's a lady or a person?
Well, in Miami, I would talk to Neeson Kasdan and Alex Deneau in our tax department. In fact, I have a good friend and a good friend who's starting an opportunity zone fund, and I connected him with Alex just the other day. He was extremely
Can I get these folks on my show to talk about opportunity zones?
I'm sure you can.
I'm going to have to talk to Neeson. He's been on the show. I like Neeson.
Yes.
He's got a great name, Neeson Kasdan.
Yes, former mayor of Miami Beach. Plug for Neeson.
Very resilient guy.
Yes. And you know, a lot of times you think of politicians as kind of glad handers and they smile really well, but they maybe sometimes not much behind it. He is absolutely a really, really terrific attorney, bright guy, does the work, really understands what's going on. And for example, the project we're sitting in, Brickell City Center, Neeson's team did the entire special area plan.
Which that's a funky kind of zoning that they almost invented to do this. It's just incredible. And when I say almost invented to do this, that's why you use Neeson.
He's a real, and the team that he built in Miami, who are now even just on their own, Steve Wernick, you talk about zoning and land use in Wynwood, he's the man.
I'm selling Wynwood Yard. I'm the broker from Wynwood Yard. It's going to close real soon. And so Wynwood's a place, so he could talk to me about Wynwood, huh?
And Wynwood Yard, they just press released today that they're going to be doing a similar concept at downtown Doral. And I would imagine Armando's going to be talking about that tonight.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I know that a lot of the urban core areas are trying to activate corners with that. I'm working on another one up in Fort Lauderdale as well. So, Eric, so what do you think is going to be the trend? We're, you know, office space. Tell me a little bit about office space. I know you got a lot of clients that do industrial, too. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that stuff.
You know, industrial is interesting, in particular because the one of the evolutions that's going on in industrial is the last mile urban core of distribution. Whereas before, you could be in the suburbs in a giant warehouse with a giant parking field. Now, because of not only Amazon, but all retail distribution has to be as close in as possible to satisfy, if not next day delivery, same day delivery. We're getting to the point where people want to order something online and have it delivered that afternoon.
Well, they do, actually. That's what Amazon Prime is all about. That's why they're trying to find all these solutions out by Miami Gardens, and even sometimes you still can't get a team in 2 hours from Miami Gardens.
And you need to be close in. So one of the things I'm very interested in, and these are starting to happen now around the country. It's not uncommon in places like Europe and Asia, but in America, multi-level distribution is rare. Where you have
you mean two floors, three floors
of warehouse distribution?
I guess that's coming.
I don't mean a ground floor warehouse with upper level stores for the same one. I mean different tenants.
A vertical mall. Now you're going to do a vertical industrial thing.
Yes, and Prologis is doing one, I believe, in Seattle and San Francisco.
They've done this in Singapore or Shanghai.
Yeah, they're in Asia. These are in Asia. These are in Europe. They're just not really here yet, but they're now coming here. We have a client who bought a site near Kennedy Airport to do multi-level distribution.
That makes sense.
And it's really, really
very cool.
And so industrial, which was always kind of the redheaded stepchild.
Now,
of,
how do you do the
real
truck
estate
turnaround on the third floor?
Right. You have ramps.
Are
that
you
go
kidding
up.
Me? That and then they have the parking lot. That's
yes.
it. Oh my God! I got
the bays are up higher. These are multi-level distribution facilities.
It sounds like we need to have like a whole day with Ackerman and your guys. To
absolutely.
All these thought leader days.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Ackerman thought leader.
And office is really interesting. And for South Florida, you know, in the last recession, we were a little bit overbuilt going into the recession, so there was some.
Well, it's kind of lumpy. You deliver office lumpy.
Right. But now, you know, things are just really blowing and going in office. Vacancy rates are down.
You're building office everywhere.
Rental rates are up. And in fact, this was just announced 2 weeks ago, our Ackerman's Fort Lauderdale office, we're going to be moving into the new Styles project, the main Las Olas.
Just so you can take the elevator to go to Publix, so that way you don't have to leave ever to the office?
This
is the one at FAU? Is this the one at FAU?
This is the one on the Broward College site.
Right.
They're doing an office building.
And
a
Publix.
On the corner.
They won't announce it yet, but it's a green Publix. You can't say it, but I know it's a green Publix.
I don't think they've announced who it is, but they have said ground floor grocer under the residential tower that's connected to the project we're moving into.
I said that to the Style guys. They turned white as a sheet, which means that's who it is.
Well, they broke ground a couple of weeks ago. We had our senior management team from the firm all came to Fort Lauderdale.
Wow. That's
such an exciting
Did
project.
Did you use Brightline?
I think one of the guys may have come in on Brightline.
Yesterday, I had a meeting with a guy with Brightline. He goes, I have an 8:15 ticket back on Brightline. I go, oh, my God, I've never heard that before.
Yes. I've taken Brightline. I think it's fantastic. I really can't wait till it opens to Orlando. Full disclosure, I did a ton of work on that project in the early stages, especially the rights of way from Cocoa Beach to the Orlando airport. But very exciting project. If you haven't taken Brightline, I recommend it. It's really fun.
I'm really looking forward to doing it. I'm just so busy. I can't get on the train.
Well,
I can't leave town anymore. It's ridiculous.
Look, you need to meet someone in West Palm, get on Brightline, go up to West Palm, meet at City Place, get right back.
And I can work. I can work when I'm on Brightline.
Yes. You have a great seat, like a first-class airline seat.
Really?
You have Wi-Fi. You're working on your laptop, and you're not driving an hour.
Do they have, like, a place I can get up and get a drink or something?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going.
Absolutely.
I want to do this like on a Saturday to have
a terrific project.
I want to go on Saturday just to have like an outing.
Yes.
Listen, Eric, I want to first of all thank you for coming on the show. I know
thank
you got to get out
me.
There for your cocktail party. Yes. I want to thank you for all your support and help. I want to again say high five to Mindy. Let's work on getting something together about the opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, Jim.
Eric Rapkin,
thank you so much.
Head of Real Estate, Ackerman Centerfit, national law firm. I am so proud of you, Eric.
Thank you. Proud of you,
so
too.
Proud. Oh,
proud of everything you did for Nikki. My our older daughter is voting age, so my wife, Mindy, me,
my dad
daughter,
old?
We all are. But we all voted for Nikki, and we're proud to do it.
Oh, thank you. I'm giving the guy a hug. Wanted to take us to break.
Oh, Eric, I love you.
Love you, too.
Oh!
Oh, yes. Nikki Fried, the word is coming out on the line. It appears that Nikki Fried is ahead. They're still in a recount, but Nikki has been declared the winner. That didn't happen for the other guy. So high five to Nikki Fried. High five to the Dems High five to everybody that came out today that I saw in Miami. They were out there in West Palm. They turned people away and having torture. People were on this. I want to thank everybody. Of course, I want to thank my wife, Vivian, who gives me all the support and love I need to go out and do this stuff every day. And Wanda, I want to thank you, too. All right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, and I want to thank the Automobile Dealers Association and everybody else, all the unions and all the people that supported Nikki Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store up in Gainesville. And yes, down in Key West, they've got all those great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, but they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. What does that mean? Well, that means they get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I cannot be contained because I'm the container.
Jim Fried.
You can't contain the container, man.
And Wanda Miles.
You can't contain the container.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, it's me, and that means it's time to talk about Sandstone Realty Advisors. Give me a call if I can help. Who calls Sandstone Realty Advisors? Well, folks that need a quick, fast loan for their super jumbo or fancy house. That's right, if it's $500,000 to $15 million, we can help you get that mortgage. I'm helping a friend right now. He doesn't show any income. Why? Because he's a real estate investor. He has lots of cash flow, but then he has depreciation that offsets it. Very complicated, but in the end, the bank can't figure it out. We could. We help them get a mortgage. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you want to pull some cash out of your home. That's right. Maybe you don't have good credit. I can help. Maybe you're from overseas, not a U.S. citizen, something else problematic. I can help. Commercial real estate, we help people get funded all the time. Did a $3.5 million bridge loan. Did it in 3 weeks over the 4th of July. Other things we've done include construction lending. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic. Weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you can see it on Facebook, I'm holding a big old Nikki Fried sign right in front of me right now. That's it. That's what it sounds like. So let me tell you some of my campaign trail stories. How about that, Wanda? I have some great stories from being on the campaign.
Oh, lamb on me.
All right. So I'm standing there at the Unity by the Bay Church where I was. That's my polling place. Oh, so cool. I went over there because I wanted to see my peers. And so I took my Nikki Fried sign and I just went over there. And boy, I stood there. There were some great people. There were some volunteers over there. One lady came up to me. She said her daughter was so inspired by Nikki Fried that she decided that she wanted to be the mayor of Miami Gardens. And could she have her daughter intern with Nikki Fried? I said I would be happy to make the introduction. And if that's something that works out, I would be pleased, so pleased, so pleased. And then I'm sitting there. It's about lunchtime now. I got there around 11 o'clock. Around lunchtime, these guys in suits walk in. This dude with tattoos walked up. And I said, hey, you know about Nikki Fried? Hey, can I give you some information about my niece? Can I tell you about my niece? And then some lady screams out, it's David Beckham! Oh, my God! They all run over there. They all swoon all over the guy. It was really cool. I got a photo with Bex. We talked for a few minutes. Really nice guy,
Bex.
Actually.
Bex?
Bex, yes. We're tight
got
now.
It.
And then, but my real people that I really was excited about, those businessmen turned out to be the Mascanosa brothers. JC and Jorge. Oh my gosh, I hadn't seen those guys in 20 years. They came up and said, I know you. I said, do you? They go, yeah, we do. And this one's really good. I'm going to follow up with them too. We're going to hopefully do some real estate deals together. But the real thing is, a real exciting thing is that the soccer stadium passed. And yes, you can go back and you can listen to the beginning of the time when I was talking about the soccer stadium. They were talking about this location, that location. I told everybody then that it would go at the airport. And now, where is it? That's right. I'll take my victory lap. It's at the airport. So we got that win. We got Nikki Fried, who is still in recount. Still in recount, but is in the right place. It was 12,000 she was behind, then 9,000, then 4,000. This morning it was 44,000. And then right now she's up, last I checked, by 560-something votes. So, for everybody that's listening, I want to thank you for voting. For everybody that I social mediaed and got you out there to vote, thank you for voting. For everybody that donated cash or time, I want to thank you so much, because this is not about Nikki Fried. This is all about us, you,
Florida,
me, the American people, the future of the United States. And oh, by the way, a little something else happened during the election. You know what that was, Juan?
What?
Amendment 4 passed.
Oh, that's...
You know what that means?
Yes, please tell me.
That means that over a million people will be back on the voter rolls.
That's a good thing.
And they may make these razor-thin margins maybe not happen so much anymore in the future. We'll have to see about that. But Nikki is, God willing, going to be up there. She'll be on the clemency board. She'll be able to help people get their rights restored. Oh, wait a minute. We don't need that anymore. We have a constitutional amendment now. She'll be up there working and pushing for the people inside. She'll be inside. And you know what else? Now the Democrats have a bench in Florida. And that's exciting, too. So how you feeling, Wanda? What's going on over there at the studio tonight?
Well, it's not as exciting here as it is where you are, but, you know, it's another fine day here at The Biz.
The Biz? Well, listen, Wanda, so how do you feel about Nikki Fried coming through and winning the election?
It's very exciting because, you know, I when it all went down that night, I was like, wow, that's kind of close. They should really be recounting those, but what do I know? I mean, I'm just a voter.
You actually know a lot, Wanda. So, I ran into one of your friends at the Nikki Fried recount, one of the WLRN reporters.
Nadej.
Interviewed me. I'll bet you I'm up on the WLRN website.
Well, that's exciting.
They interviewed me at lunchtime when we still hadn't had the names to call. It was really good.
Very nice.
Oh, my God. We had such a great time. She was a lovely person, by the way.
Nadej Green.
Lovely person. Wanted me to say hi to you, tell you that she missed you.
Received. Sent back.
She missed you. How's Fluffy doing? I really miss Polo.
Oh.
I really miss Polo.
Oh, he had his voted sticker on, and he was supporting Nikki as best he could in spirit as well.
Well, obviously, you know, she's paws ahead right now, so, you know,
it's really exciting. Yeah, so do we know what happens? Does this propel all the other countings to commence, or do we know anything
about the rest of that? Well, what happens is that they're all recounting only in this election. I think they're also in the Senate election and the gubernatorial election, but those were 100,000 votes apart. That's a lot of votes.
Yeah.
This was real close. And
is there a deadline when all this has to be counted?
8 million people voted. It was 5 o'clock, but I'm sure that they're suing to keep that deadline open because they didn't give us the names until 12 o'clock.
Gotcha.
So even if it's from 8 to 12, so give them 4 hours. So ended it 9, you know? I'm sure they're making that discussion right now. That's where Nikki probably is with the team of lawyers trying to get all this figured out.
Well, it's really cool. I mean, this just to see the whole process actually work, that recounting and all that. Yeah, it's pretty a very historical and neat process to watch. I'm glad we got
it.
I
walked in there. You know, then I went back because I had to go to a doctor's appointment. So then I went back, and it was tremendous because when I went there the first time, there was nothing going on. When I came back, there was people writing down numbers, and one guy goes on his Vespa and he's going out to go take a voter out to check on them and then drive them to the voter register, the voter place where you can still cast your provisional ballots today. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. And I go to him and I go, thank you so much for helping. You know what he said? He said, I'm doing this because I'm a patriot. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because it's important. And by the way, you're welcome. And I want to thank you and your niece for doing this for everybody else. And so you see, it's all coming together. It was a bunch of positive energy there. The unions were there helping. They had a lot of people there from the unions. It was one of the most touching experiences. It was a very heterogeneous crowd, blacks, whites, Latinos, U.S.-based Latinos. There were people that wanted to become citizens that were there, male, female, older, younger. There weren't any young kids there because they were in school, but their parents were there.
Yeah.
It was really, really terrific.
So
it was great. I was so glad to be part of that.
So how's Nikki doing? Have you talked to her? Is she, I'm sure
Nikki
she's
and I exchanged texts. Nikki and I exchanged texts when she
when I said at 5:50 this evening, are you going to be on the show? She said, crap, no, I have to go do something a little bit more important.
Yeah,
said,
a little bit
okay,
more.
Well, okay, I can certainly understand that. And so my friend Eric stepped in amicably, ably here at the beginning of the show, talking about Ackerman and all the other real estate stuff that he talked about. But this is really exciting. So let's kind of take a look into the future. So let's project that Nikki Fried wins. So Nikki Fried wins.
It's
inauguration day, I think, is February 8th. I've got a big thing going on February 8th, but I'm probably going to go to Tallahassee.
You should work on
that. I think I'm going to go. Vivian is hopefully going to go also. It'll be cold up there, but I'll wrap Vivian up, and she'll, you know, you'll probably see two eyeballs out from, you know, her fancy thing and her fur coat and her hat and the whole thing.
Is this something I can attend, or do you have to be a big wig?
I think everybody can attend.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
There's only a, yeah, it is. It is. Maybe we'll go do a road trip up there, take a van.
Sounds
or something.
Exciting.
Take a lot of people. And Polo sits in the back, and she can wear her Nikki Fried. Yeah. Or Nikki Fried stuff. It is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
What's really awesome, Wanda, is that now the NRA won't run our state anymore. That's the biggest thing of all. The biggest thing of all is the NRA spent $3 million to defeat Nikki Fried. Nikki got $1 million from the other side, from Michael Bloomberg's gun anti-gun thing. So it was only 3-1. So that tells you how tough and strong Nikki is. And then I was there. Another great experience I had on the campaign trail, I went to the Barack Obama event on Friday.
Yeah.
And that was great.
That
I took
huge.
That day off from work. Oh, it was beyond huge. And you can only imagine that I was running up and down the aisle screaming, bring it home, bring it home. People thought I worked for the campaign. I didn't work for the campaign. I just started screaming, I'm Nikki's uncle. They would give me high fives.
That's
it was the best. I had the most amazing time. Amazing time. Listen, Wanda, why don't we go to a quick break here? We'll have a little bit longer on the next segment, let you answer the phone. Okay?
I don't really want
to. I know you don't want to. So you want to keep talking? We can keep talking.
Yeah. It's done. See? They gave up.
All right. Answer the phone and then come back with some cute stuff that you've got for me because I know you've been saving stuff up.
All righty. Talk to you in a bit.
Okay, you got it.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
I get knocked down.
All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Warren Henry, that's right. Check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
He likes me, I like him. Who knows what's going to happen?
On 880, The Biz.
The best time.
This is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investments, Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with Real Connects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love.
You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Yes, that is me, Wanda. That's me, and that's Nikki Fried. That's why Nikki Fried won, because of what they said in that prior advertisement. Hey, everybody, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. People go, Jim, what do you do? What I do is I solve problems. I've got a friend. He's probably earns $900 a million a year, but he doesn't show any income on his tax returns because he's a real estate developer, and he writes off the losses and gets tax break because of that. But he's not financeable at a bank because the bank goes, well, he doesn't make any income. I got him financing. That's right. We're going to close a loan with that guy. Another deal. One guy called me up. He goes, I need to close my loan in about 2 weeks. It was a 4th of July holiday. I said, hey, no problem. We can close your loan. Close it right after the 4th of July holiday. I've got another friend. That friend needs to get a big fat loan on one of his deals so he can move on to another one. He called it a bridge loan. He goes, Jim, can you help me with a bridge loan? Got that done in one day. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I'd like to help you. And if you call me at 305-773-6300, what you'll discover is that when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and Facebook is lighting up with all the people congratulating me about Nikki Fried's victory. Nikki has been declared the winner in her election, but it is not officially certified. There is still a recount. She is ahead, but I guarantee you that the other side still wants to try to beat her somehow, and we'll see if they can do it. I want to thank everybody I talked to today that helped raise money for the legal fees to help us get this done, and I especially want to thank all the people that I met today down at the Dade County Democratic folks down in Coral Gables. I heard there was a line out the door in Aventura, that Broward County went nuts, that this was going on all over the state, and I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for turning out and helping Nikki Fried. All my friends from college, hey, if I added it up, she's ahead by 582 votes. It's probably about the number of hands I shook. So I want to tell you, this is why retail politics works. It's really important. And now the state of Florida, well, the people own the office of the agriculture commissioner, not the NRA. So how you doing, Wanda?
Well, I kind of miss you, Jim, but, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm glad that it's a worthy reason for you to be away, for sure.
Yeah, I'm away. I'm at the Ackerman Center for the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Conference. Actually, it's the board meeting here in Miami. Armando Codina is being interviewed by Jim Mahalzo, both my good friends. And then I'll be out there. There's about 150 real estate big shots. I'm going to go see them for a few minutes. And then I've got to go on to another party. And friend of mine, Robert Zarco, it's his 25th anniversary of his law firm. Robert always does good stuff for us. So Vivian and I are going to go celebrate with Robert. And then about 10 o'clock, I'm going to get home. And hopefully by then, I'll be in touch with the commissioner.
Yeah.
Reed.
Very
That's
nice.
Right. You call her the commissioner.
So when is, well, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. I don't think we're getting ahead of ourselves. So when is all the
Keep
big
asking.
The big party stuff? When's all the big, the...
People ask me, where's the party? I really don't know about the big party. Mm. If there is a big party, yes, thank you. This is a great quote. What a great flip on the Republicans. Congratulations, Uncle Jim. Thank you, John. John's known me for 40 years. John knows. John remembers when I campaigned like this. Oh, my gosh. I just cannot believe this. This is just amazing. Got my other friends. I want to say hey to Ansi, Andy, Russ, everybody that's joining me and giving me a high five. Mike, how you doing, Michael? Oh, my gosh, Mark. I've known Mark since elementary school. Everybody's on board. All those people help. All those people care. All those people who have kids, their kids are going to benefit from this. Because, see, the election was really all about the kids, you know?
really what happens down the road in 10 years. You know, in 10 years, it's going to switch from citrus to medical, rather to industrial hemp. That'll be the number one cash crop in the state. And you go, well, what are you talking about? I go, well, if you go down to Whole Foods, you go to the mesclun greens, and you see hemp, that can't be grown in the state of Florida. It has to be trucked in. How crazy is that? How crazy, Wanda?
Well, it's not very economical.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Absolutely.
For
none.
Us, anyway. Cool. You so know, it's very, yeah, it's very exciting. What else is she?
Yeah. So around, so later on, I don't want to give it a jinx. So around 10 o'clock, when all the crap settles down, I'm going to text Nikki. I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to see if I can go visit her tomorrow after work or something, or anytime she says okay, and just give her a hug. But I'm going to tell you who the heroes are here besides Nikki. Her sister Jenny. Her sister Jenny.
Yes.
She was. Oh yeah. Jenny had all the
She was on top of
Facebook
things.
Facebook going. All the stuff giving out. All the energy field. All the little kids. She was great. And Lori, Nikki's mom. Oh my gosh. But the picture of the whole thing. The best picture I saw during the entire thing was yesterday when she went to vote. I guess, was it yesterday? My God, I'm losing my mind.
It's
Tuesday.
Was that
when
Tuesday?
She went to go Tuesday, she took her dad. Her dad, the lifelong Republican, bit the bullet and he voted for it too.
Wow.
It was great.
That's
it was
cool.
Great. That wasn't so easy. But all the people, all the Dems, all my friends, all the R's that crossed over, thank you, Jackie Thurlow, the Berkowitz family for helping. Everybody helped. It's not a victory for one person. It's a victory for everybody. This is a team win. You don't just win like that by chance. It's everybody getting out there, pressing the flesh, making a donation, calling their friends. That's what did it. Yay. Florida is a better place for all of us. And now people ask me, Wanda, they go, Jim, what are you running for? This is my answer. I go, I'm running for the door. Sorry, you're not going to get me to run for anything. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be there to support my niece whenever she needs me, however she needs me, to do whatever she needs. I'm going to be there for the people of Florida and for the people of the United States. I'm going to be there for people that need kidney transplants. I'm going to be there for everybody that needs somebody. That's what I'm there for.
Okay.
And with that, Wanda,
that sounds
I'm
going
to turn it over to you.
Well, I just hope somebody...
turn it over to you.
Okay.
Because let's play a little Queen, because the Queen movie came out. How'd you like that movie, Wanda?
I haven't been able to get to see it.
Are you kidding me? That's your thing. You've been waiting for months.
I know, I have, but I'm kind of waiting for the right moment and the right person to go with. But, you know, it'll happen.
All right, I'm ready to go whenever you want.
Yeah,
so, Wanda,
I don't think so. You're kind of a busy guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really ready to go to the mat. I mean, you know, I can't even.
That's all right.
Right. I am.
I'd say,
guy.
You know, we'll just
to,
get to a point.
I'm going to Supercar Saturday.
Bring
hey,
the movie
Supercar
to us.
Saturday, make sure to meet me out there. Juan, if you want to go, just let me know. Meet me up at the house around 10:30. We'll go together.
10:30
like.
Saturday?
Yeah, you can bring Fluffy.
Okay,
Fluffy,
I'm
they
gonna.
Let dogs there.
It's outside.
Fluffy does that.
It's
Fluffy,
a car
you know,
lot.
Fluffy's. It's not a car lot. It's a absolute
car museum
car thing. I want to thank everybody that helped me with Nikki Freed. I want to thank Nikki Freed for doing it. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Rebecca Carlson did all those emails that helped. I want to thank the guys and ladies at Real Connect, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies is right outside this door, having a big fancy event at Ackerman. Thanks to our friends at Ackerman for sponsoring today's show and letting their real estate head, Eric Rapkin, come on, go to our Facebook page, watch all the Nikki Freed stuff, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, everywhere! Next week, I don't even know where I'll be next week. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. I do. I'll be doing the moderating at the Belti Housing Council event tomorrow. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it up tomorrow on freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, I already said that. This is Jim Freed for Freedom Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8 a.m. at 6. Why? Because I love it.
It's true.
Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, I got an election to win.
Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling.
On 880, The Biz. Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Big.